We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life, but internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Spiritual American. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and I'm your host. Today, the topic is Be a Flower. Now, this is going to be a pretty right-brained episode. So for those of you who like my usual logical style, how I usually explain everything and make it very easy to understand and follow, this one's going to be a little different. This one, I'm going to talk about how being is enough. Let's take a gentle look at this. Even when I say those words, being is enough, there's something inside that understands that. There's something inside that knows that that's right. Meaning, being here, like existing. I'm here. I exist. Now, I'm going to say that we need to get in touch with that. But a flower doesn't just exist. A flower also has what? Fragrance, beauty, has a little bit of a personality, let's say, right? In the world, different kinds of flowers. So there's different kinds of beings, different kinds of human beings. We're all souls, but we're all unique. And we're all different and unique and special, but we all exist. We all have that essence of existence. So imagine a flower for a minute. So a flower has petals and it's a plant, but there's something about a flower that attracts our attention. It touches the heart, right? We give flowers as gifts. We give flowers meaning. Different flowers mean different things. We use different flowers for different occasions. Why are flowers such a big part of our life? What do they remind us of? Sometimes I talk about babies, you know, this innocence and purity of a baby. But a flower, I don't know if I would call a flower innocent, but a flower certainly maybe is pure, you could say. That it's just being itself. It's not doing anything. But it has an impact. What do flowers do to us? Like if I see somebody gives me a rose, what happens? There's like the intention of the person coming through. The flower maybe is able to carry the intention of the person maybe. Something kind of magical within this flower. So today when I'm saying be a flower, I'm saying what would it be like to just be able to be exactly what I am and have that flourish and grow in the world, and that the world sees me and interacts with me and it's just fine, harmonious. I think we're so used to having all these extended level activities and thinking that we don't remember that we also have a peaceful, wise, silent side of the self. I'm speaking from that side now, so I don't have as many words as I usually do. So imagine yourself as a beautiful bloomed flower, that the heart can be full of my own self, awareness. Imagine that. I'm going to play some music now. Let's go right into a meditation. So as I'm sharing, let's try to have an experience. So I'm talking about being a flower right now. So imagine that my heart is like a flower. My heart, my feelings, my being, myself. The energy that I am is like a flower on the earth. Unique, beautiful, taking up its own space. I'm taking up my own space. I'm taking up my own part in the world. But imagine being absolutely full, full of my own self, of my own being, like a flower. A flower doesn't do anything. Silent. Imagine that I am a flower. You can visualize a flower that you like. And feel the feeling. Look at the flower, but feel the feeling. I am like that. Beautiful, pure, gentle. Stimulating happiness in others. Silent. Full. Content. Even now, as you're feeling this feeling, imagine that the breeze maybe is moving you a little bit. Let your body move a little bit even. So now I'm letting my body move a little bit. As I'm thinking I'm the flower, my heart is full. And I'm moving with the breeze. I'm moving with whatever is happening, the way the environment is or the world is. I'm just here. I'm just here. So full, so content, so peaceful, so beautiful. It's very nice to be able to experience this side of our being. This gentle, intuitive side. The beautiful, pure, independent, satisfied side of ourselves. Take a nice deep breath and exhale. And take another breath in and exhale. And begin to come back now. Just bring your energy up a little bit and come forward a little bit now into your waking awareness. And see if you can maintain this feeling for a little while. Just walk around the room a little bit with that feeling of being a flower, those feelings that were generated. See if you can walk around with those feelings, look around with those feelings. See what that's like. So I am going to leave it there. I said this was going to be a right brain episode, and it was a right brain episode. So there isn't really a point. There's no point to take away. It's just an experience. and an invitation to feel that side of ourselves. So I'll leave it there. Remember, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And until next time, take care.